from the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community, AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. WGBB 1240 AM live. It's time for
Listen Up, Jesus is on the air. And that's Al Barbarino singing our favorite song.
I love that guy. Don't say anything, John.
I'm not saying. I won't say a word about the song. The fact that it drives me crazy and that I hear it every day, 24 hours a day, has nothing to do with it. I love Al.
Well, pretty soon we're going to be hitting our 50th show, and pretty soon we're going to be hitting our first anniversary on January 8th.
Oh, my gosh. And they said it wouldn't last.
Jesus is good.
Jesus wants to show the way.
If we take the time to ask him, he will guide us through the day. Let's be thankful for Lord Jesus.
Well, Tony, we have a Christmas party today that is going to be unmatched anywhere.
Am I excited, John?
We
How did you get these guests?
You got them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Listeners, we have Father Charles Mangano, Lori Mangano, and Rose Malfetta. And you may know Father Charles and Lori from the television show on Telecare and from all of their wonderful albums. You may not know Rose, but we do. And Rose is a social worker who does wonderful things with the Blessed Mother through the workshops that she does and in her practice.
Yes, and she also does a lot of consulting, right, Rose? And sociology, and she has her own practice, as you said, and
yeah.
She's a great person.
Father Charles and Lori.
I want to interrupt in 1 minute. She's also a producer. She's also an author.
Okay.
And she's a therapist, right? Okay, that's it.
Lori's producer.
Do you tap dance?
No, that I don't.
Come into the mic, though, when you get closer.
Now, Rose, you offered me $5 to say that. Are you going to pay me or what?
I'll give you 15.
Okay.
Father Charles and Lori and Rose, but welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting us to be here.
Yes, it's great to be here again. Thank you.
Well, you know, I wanted you here this time of year because, first of all, you do wonderful Christmas shows, mm-hmm. and you've had Christmas albums, and you're going to do a Christmas show December 15th and 16th at Curie of Ours.
Right.
But you've done something that is, to me, so special. You produced a scriptural rosary, 5 beautiful CDs in one collection. And I listened to that over the past several days. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I think of that, and we're going to obviously focus on that as we can early on in the show. But when I think of that collection that you put together, it's a perfect Christmas gift for families because it's not individual. It's the CD. Each of the CDs cover each of the mysteries of the rosary. And you have a collection at the end of the rosary being spoken. And now you told me you have a new album out with all the songs from it. But it is so good that it can be played in the car if the family's on a trip.
Yes.
It can be played at home for a little prayer time. Father Payton, family that prays together, stays together, spending a little time praying. Listening to that, it's wonderful. I know I'm going on about it. I know I'm giving a commercial, but I would rather get the commercial than have you guys do it.
Right.
Hey, John, I got an idea. You know, that would be a great Christmas gift for you to get for me.
Well, anyway. What is the scriptural rosary, and how did you come about to even think to do that?
Several years ago, the Lord laid upon our heart to do a scriptural rosary, to do a rosary album. And my dad very graciously just started, he took it on, and he started putting all the scriptures together. So before every Hail Mary, there's a scripture focusing on that mystery. And then my sister Lori said, but you know what? In addition to the scriptural rosary, which takes about half an hour to pray, she goes, how about we also do a 20-minute rosary? So that for those driving and don't have a lot of time in the car, a rosary without the scriptures, just, you know, doing the mysteries and the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers. So that's the fifth disc on the rosary.
I felt that for myself or people like me who are always in a hurry, you get a 20-minute drive somewhere, and that way you can pray your rosary, and you can feel good about the fact that you have prayed it for the day. So I said, if we're going to do a scriptural rosary, I have to have my 20-minute rosary, because that'll be the one that I put in the car that I'd be more apt to complete. Well, what really happened, now that I have the scriptural rosary and the traditional rosary in that collection, the scriptural rosary is so beautiful.
Yes.
The imagery that the scripture puts
right.
in my mind
right.
is a story.
Yes.
I know.
It is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Now I just want to, you know,
yeah.
put the
Absolutely.
Scriptural rosary in.
Yeah. And we also have music, very soft music that our
background.
Musical arranger wrote, different mood music, you know. So
right.
for the sorrowful, he wrote music that would help evoke that feeling of the sadness and the suffering
wow.
of Jesus, you know. So I find personally that I'm lost in the scriptures as I'm praying it in the car. Yeah.
You're doing just what Pope John Paul II said in his paper, Rosary
yeah.
Vivium, I think that was the name of it,
mm-hmm.
to use the rosary as a meditation tool.
In the life of Christ.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And folks, I'm telling you, run out.
Uh-huh.
Get it as fast as you can. And if you really, really can't wait until the end of the show, all you have to do is email or go online, www.fathercharleslaurie.com, or call 516-437-5080. I know we put the commercial on first, but you'll understand why when you start to hear what went on here.
John, you sold me. I'd like to have one. Could you get me one for the Christmas?
Yes, sure.
you know, it's also something that we're very happy about with the Rosary CD is, in addition to the Rosary, it's also there are 7 songs of inspiration that we put on the album and a sung litany of St. Joseph.
Oh,
so there's some music as well as the actual praying of the scriptures and the Hail Marys, Our Father's Glory Bees. And so we wanted to give a full package because we're also singers for the Lord. So,
mm-hmm.
okay, how can we incorporate both?
And I think the first 2 songs on the album really set the person in the right frame of mind to now begin to pray. You're inviting people to spend this time talking with God, and then you're asking them with the second song to examine their heart and to look for those places in their heart that needs to be healed. And what better way than to begin praying?
And those are from Palmer Pascal, right?
Yes. Yeah,
did you talk to me?
Yes.
Did you talk to him today?
Yes.
And A Room in My Heart. It's beautiful the way you have it set up.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit inspired us
yes.
completely.
And it's perfect for counseling so that you can use that if you have groups or individuals. Rose?
I think music, as Laurie was saying, first I wanted to say, it's so beautiful, and that scriptural rosary. I was getting dressed one morning before I had to go to work, and you know, you can move around and still pray, and I felt so prayed up to go into my office, you know, having done that. So I just want to thank both of you for bringing that gift, because it's the Bible. You know,
right.
we're really doing the
really
Bible,
right,
you know,
right.
and that was just which is so precious. We're really, you know, doing the Bible. And when I went in that day, to my office, you know, there was such brokenness. We talk about healing, and you know, I really believe that counseling for me, I have dedicated my office, my practice, to the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and I have a picture of Him in my office, and I will say that He is the healer,
sure he is.
And He's the divine counselor. So I'm just the instrument, and you know, with one of my clients, I used that song. Did you talk to Him today? Because I'm only available 1 hour a week,
right.
you know, but Jesus is available, you know, 24/7. And that song was so healing, you know, for those who people feel that they just need to know that there's hope, you know, and that there is someone there for them. So, yes, so music is a beautiful way to combine into the therapy.
So you use music therapy in your practice?
Well, I mean, I don't only use music therapy, but I incorporate it into the skills where someone who just may need to know that there's hope beyond hope, you know, where they're really extremely depressed. You know, Jesus is the healer. He is the one who can go to places in your subconscious, your conscious, or your awareness, whatever, that we, even as clinicians, can't get to. And that song had penetrated somebody who was extremely depressed and now is doing so much better because of Jesus Christ.
And I want to just add that the Litany of St. Joseph at the end, we're going to play it later on. We usually do a healing segment on the show where we pray and we put soft music and we say prayer. But I listen to that. That is sensational. I know we're setting the audience up saying, what's coming? What's coming? But it really is such a wonderful healing message. And anyone who's in a car and is dealing with whatever problems in their life, all they have to do is let that litany play. And the spirit works.
That was my brother was on a retreat, and when he was on that retreat, he had the inspiration to write this song, which is the Litany of St. Joseph.
You mean this brother?
This brother.
You wrote that?
Brother, Father, Joseph.
Yeah. You wrote that?
Yeah. What happened was I woke up one morning, and I just heard it in my heart, the Lord say, I want you to write a litany to St. Joseph.
Wow.
And so
it's beautiful. So I didn't realize you wrote it.
The music I wrote in about 40 minutes. I was praying. I wrote it 40 minutes. I played it for Lori, and then she, together with myself, she helped me a lot with the vocal, you know, how to do things vocally. But the basic music I wrote, but it was totally inspired. I haven't written music in quite some time, but it just came to me.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. Trevor, we're going to put on cut three. We're going to skip cut two. Because cut three is the nativity, just for the listeners to get a flavor of what this is like.
The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord.
The fruit of this mystery is poverty.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So the shepherds went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Mary, cause of our joy,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
And listeners, there are 20 of these beautiful things, decades, with the mixture of the scripture and the rosary. Tony, doesn't that put you in a peaceful mood just to pray along with them?
Absolutely does. And I must say, I do pray the rosary every morning at 4 o'clock going to work. And this would come in just great. I would love to have this.
And John, do you want to tell us any?
Come on, John. Don't be so cheap.
What I look like, Santa Claus? You know, do you want to say anything else about the wonderful collection you put together that would help the listeners, especially those who are maybe not Catholic, who don't understand why is the Hail Mary there with the scripture? They have seen the scripture and read the scripture. But why Mary?
Well, you know, when the angel appeared to Mary, the angel is the one that said, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, you know? And then we hear Elizabeth, when Mary greets Elizabeth in the scripture, you know, Elizabeth is also acknowledging, Hail, favored one, you are full of grace. Mm-hmm. So it's so scriptural. And we ask Mary to intercede for us. Who knows Jesus better than his own mother? She raised him. She taught him how to pray. And so she was there for the cross. She was there for everything. And so we're not worshiping her.
No.
We worship Jesus alone. No. But he wants us to honor her because she has a very important role in helping us get to know her son. So it's getting to know the whole family, you know?
Right.
So the rosary is the Bible. It's the scriptures. And that's what I love about it. Is that I find myself getting lost in the meditation of the scriptures.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of the rosary. And that opens our hearts to the mysteries, the theological mysteries before us.
I think for people who have a difficult time focusing, I think this scriptural rosary is wonderful. Absolutely. For myself, I have a very active mind, and I've been telling my brother this for many, many years. When I pray, I get very aggravated with myself because my mind wanders. And one comfort was that a priest told me one time, if you have to refocus 100 times, that was 100 different ways that you tried to love the Lord. And I thought, oh, how comforting that is. My mind may have wandered 100 times, but 100 times I kept coming back. Mm-hmm. So this scripture helps you to focus. And you can pray along with someone. You're feeling connected and united. I'm feeling connected and united when I'm praying, and it's me on the album. You know, so I mean, it's helping me stay connected and to stay focused on the mysteries, to keep the repetition of the prayer. We know there's value in that, or the Lord wouldn't have asked us to do it. So I just think it's a great tool, a great aid for a person's prayer life.
I use the rosary as a mantra. When I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm going to solve all the problems of the world, right, and my head is running, mm-hmm, I say the rosary in my inner voice, mm-hmm, and all of that stuff goes away. And I tell, mm-hmm, people in private practice, like you would tell them, Rose, you know, did you ever solve a problem in the middle of the night? Mm-hmm. You just don't solve it. Right. You can't.
I also use the rosary for, you know, for the program Modeling Christ. The Blessed Mother is the model that I have given and dedicated to the Modeling Christ program, because so many young girls have low self-esteem problems and issues with, you know, sexual integrity. And the Blessed Mother is such a great role model for the program to point girls to, because the Blessed Mother had commitment, she had courage, and she was convicted in her faith. So, you know, when young girls are debating, well, I like this boy, and, you know, maybe I'll have sex with him, I really use the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph as an example of pure sexuality. And so I give out, when I do speak, I give out the rosary at the end of the talks, because that will keep them connected and strong into the scriptures, and to have a friend in heaven like the Blessed Mother as a true pure model to emulate after.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And if anyone wants this album or this collection, 516-437-5080.
John, you do beautiful commercials. You know what, John? We ought to start taking commercials on.
Well, you never know.
Great job.
But I'll tell you, I won't do a commercial unless I actually believe in what I'm talking about. And I got to tell the two of you, this is a really wonderful healing tool that you put together. Mm. Just beautiful.
We pray that it will be so, as you say.
The other thing we did, and this album just came out this past week, actually, was some people said, I would love to have a CD of just the music from,
yes,
the Rosary CD.
Yes.
So the two opening songs. So there's a total of 13 songs on this album called the Rosary Soundtrack.
Mm.
On the soundtrack, we actually sang the whole Hail Mary, Gentle Woman.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We had the violinist from Medjugorje.
Oh, boy.
And she did the violin part for us.
Sure.
So
wow.
It was very exciting. And then all the instrumental Rosary
background music.
But the background music is also on the
Rosary Soundtrack. You don't know me well enough to know that if I get my hands on that album, we're going to hear pieces of it in
right.
the weeks ahead. Because,
well, here you go, John.
Aha!
Tony, here. It's yours.
We also have a Saints of the Day, Trevor, that we do. And this saint was chosen just for you, Father Charles.
I'm so happy you did.
Well, actually, his name really is Saint Jean Baptiste Marie Vianney.
John Vianney.
John Vianney. And the reason why we chose John Vianney was in your honor, Father.
Thank you.
But also he relates so eloquently to tomorrow's readings, where Isaiah is telling us that we have to be caretakers for Jesus, and also where he's forefronting the presence of Jesus coming again. And John, he's also, by the way, the patron saint of all priests. And 2 years ago, Holy Father, yes, the Pope had a whole year donated to the priest and in his honor. And so he was quite a guy. But, you know, he's a perfect example that you don't have to be so perfect to be a priest. He wanted to be a priest when he was a child. He was involved in the Napoleonic and the French Revolution, and of course he made his communion when he was 13, and was all under hidden windows closed, underground, and everything else. But he wanted to be a priest, and he had that calling, since he was a child. And he did go to the seminary, but he was drafted into the war by Napoleon. And he defected, and he ran away. And it just so happened, though, but he defected because his desire was really to be a priest. And Napoleon gave what he called to all the people that defected. So he gave them a pardon. And so Vianney did enter the seminary. But being human and being, you know, just like all of us, and so eloquently displays that to be a saint, you don't have to be perfect. Jesus doesn't pick all perfect, and the Blessed Mother doesn't pick all perfect people, just like when he picked his apostles. And so unfortunately, John Vianney failed out of the seminary. He really couldn't do the work academically. But the he had a spiritual advisor who spoke up for him and spoke up for him to the bishop and says, you know, this guy may not have the intellect, but he's got piety and he's got faith. He should be a priest. And so he convinced the bishop that, and he was ordained a priest.
And, thank God.
And Father, you must know more about it than I do. Mm-hmm.
Can I just add something
to
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's so amazing is when John Vianney was ordained a priest at the age of 29, the bishop sent him to Ars.
Right.
And figured, well, there are only 200 souls there, and he'll do the least amount of damage.
And just so happened that the priest, the pastor of Ars, passed away, and I think he took over. Is that correct?
Right.
And he did a wonderful job, and he was dedicated to making sure that the diocese or his parish, that they eliminated all the...
They had the dance halls, the bars, a lot of immorality going on.
Yes, yeah. And he eliminated all that. And he was really, really held in high esteem in the parish. But you know what? In researching this, I often wondered, who is this Saint Pure of Ars? I never heard of Saint Pure of Ars until I researched it for today, so he's the guy.
And he had people from miles and miles and miles around that would come to his parish.
He was a healer.
He was a healer.
Right.
Exactly.
He was a
but
powerful
he healed
healer.
Through the sacrament of confession.
Confession.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would like Padre Pio. He was in the confessional 12, 16 hours a day.
Yes.
And by the time he died, they had about 80,000 people a year came to Ars to see him, rich, poor, because through the sacrament of confession, people wait online 2 weeks to go to confession to this man.
Mm. And so it happened. Awful. And here was a person that defected from the army.
Yeah.
Here was a person that didn't have the intellect
right.
to be a priest, but he had the calling. And he
God
had the
takes the
and
lowly.
He takes the lowly and lifts them up.
That's what the Blessed Mother said.
Yeah, and so Jesus and God used him to evangelize.
Praise
to
God.
To bring people back to the church.
And you had his relics here a couple of years ago.
That was. Yeah, in the year 2006, the Bishop of Ars came to my parish with the incorrupt heart, because John Vianney's body's incorrupt.
That's another point, yes.
Yeah, so they brought his heart to my parish, and we had over 15,000 people come into the church to venerate the heart and to ask John Vianney for help and prayers and intercede for them.
Yes, and
a lot of miracles were happening.
Yes, and they were. And when he did pass away, they did make a mask, put a mask over his face when they buried him. And then when they dug him up again, he was incorrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people wonder, why would you come and venerate somebody's body part years later? But there are healings that were attached to that. Brother Andre, when he was being laid out in his casket, people came and touched his casket. He was from Canada, and they were healed.
Right. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the Old Testament and New Testament. And the Old Testament, in 2 Kings, it talks about Elisha, the prophet who dies. And he was buried in a cave. This is the first understanding of relics. And when someone's husband died, they were about to bury the husband, and there were bandits in the area, and they are frightened. So they just took the husband's body and just dropped it in the cave and took off. When they came back, the second the husband hit the bones of Elisha, he was resurrected.
Wow.
So that was the first account of relics and the power of holy people, saintly people who have died how God chooses to work that way in a mighty way.
That's why we do a saint each week.
And also, St. John Vianney also had the mystical power of looking into people's souls,
right.
just like Padre
right.
Pio,
right.
and looking into people's minds when right. he was in that hearing confessions.
All God-given.
All God-given.
All God-given.
And he was a...
For God's people.
For
yeah.
God's people, and he was a simple person.
They're great intercessors. They're our friends in heaven. You know, when we ask somebody to pray for us, you know, to have a friend in heaven to ask for their intercession is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think one of the reasons having a body part of a saint, a relic like that, what it does for people is it gives them the hope that all the words of Jesus are true and that we will also one day be resurrected. It's simply stating that which we read in the Bible as truth.
Yes.
The physical presence of a saint's body that is incorrupt is the physical evidence that we too someday
right.
will be resurrected.
It
Absolutely.
Points us to Hopeful. Heavenly realities.
Yes. Yes, that's a good term. May, yes. may I use that term in my speech?
Sure. No problem.
You know, I use a lot of Palmer stuff.
It's okay. We
are
trying to steal from each other.
I'd like to move into the healing section.
I just
want to
close this
Go ahead.
In one sentence.
Go ahead.
It told me when I was researching it and I was reading it, I was so inspired that we're all called to be saints.
Yes.
Yes.
And what else is there? Mm-hmm. I mean, but to be a saint. And
yes.
and we don't have to be such a mystical person to be a saint. All we have to do is to love Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm finished.
Okay. You know what I'd like to do with this healing section? I'd like to start with your song that you sang, Lori. Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him today? And I want the people who are listening to begin to ask God for what they need healing of at this very moment in time. And then we're going to go right into the song, the second song, which is the St. Joseph's Litany. So now we're going to begin, Trevor, with the next cut. Okay? I don't want to give you cross signals. And we're just going to let it run. Okay? The one before. It's all right. Poor Trevor. Thank you, Trevor. People, settle down. Ask God. Talk to him. Ask him what you need healed.
Did you talk to him today? Did you say what's in your heart? Did you tell him of the things that are tearing you apart? Did you think to ask his help? Well, you know you really should. He is waiting on the way. Did you talk to him today? Well, you know you really could. Did you talk to him of loss? Did you tell him of your pain? Did you tell him what it cost? Did you ask him to explain? Did you question why it is heaven seems so far away? All the answers wait for you. It's a simple thing to do. Did you talk to him today? Did you ask how long it takes to rejuvenate a soul? Who is weary of the world? What's in your heart? Did you tell him of the things that are tearing you apart? Did you think to ask his help? Well, you know you really should. Waiting on the way. Did you talk to him today? Well, you know, you really could. He is waiting on the way. You should talk to him today, for he listens when you pray.
Now that you've given your petition and you have it in your heart, let's listen to that beautiful litany of St. Joseph that Father Charles wrote the music for. And offer your petition while this is playing.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, hear us.
Hear our prayer.
God the Father,
have mercy.
God the Son,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
God the Holy Spirit,
mercy.
Have mercy.
Holy Trinity,
have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Chaste and strong.
before us.
Joseph obedient. Joseph faithful,
pray for us.
Ora pro nobis, ora pro nobis, ora pro nobis.
Man of integrity,
true piety,
pray for us.
Man of God's liberty,
pray for us.
Pray for us.
Man of holy purity,
pray for us.
Pray for us.
Pillar of faith,
hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of demons,
pray for us.
Ora pro nobis,
Joseph the carpenter,
pray for us.
Selfless servant of the Lord,
pray for us.
Man truly human, yet full of God.
Man living in
Blessed Joseph, to be the spouse of your most holy mother. Grant, we beg you, that we may be worthy to have him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
In that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
Magnificent.
And I know listeners have been touched just by that beautiful, beautiful rendition and the music that you wrote, Father. Inspired, to say the least.
John, for those that tuned in late, we have the honor of having Father Charles Magano, Lori Magano, and Rose Malfetto as our guests, and they are doing a dynamite job.
And before we leave the scriptural rosary, again, if you want to get a copy, 516-437-5080. You can play that litany of St. Joseph anytime. If you wake up in the middle of the night, put that on and let the Holy Spirit touch you. It's an ongoing healing hymn. It's really beautiful.
Absolutely.
I'd like to change the pace just a bit because you have a special event coming up on December 15th and 16th over at Curia Vars. You guys are so busy. Tell everybody what you're doing. It's a Christmas time thing.
Oh, God's work. And we're doing a Christmas, two-day Christmas concert at my parish, Curia Vars, in Merrick, New York. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it. We have about, I think, like two rows left to sell on Friday.
Yeah.
And three rows left on Thursday.
Oops.
So, yeah.
You better get my ticket,
Palmer,
fast before they sell out.
We have actually, after both concerts, we have a cocktail party as well that people are purchasing tickets for. I think the Friday night cocktail party is sold out. But there's still room on Thursday night. But we have the June clad dancers that are in the show and the live nativity, which is the children of Curia Vars.
Great concert.
And of course, Father Charles and I, we always have to have some laughter tucked in there. So we have a few fun surprises for people. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, uplifting, spiritual, fun evening.
Yeah, and there's costumes and dancers and professional lighting. It's a great concert.
It's just going to be wonderful.
I've been to several of your Christmas shows, and I'll tell the audience, they are magnificent. Yes. They are fun.
Wouldn't that be a great Christmas gift for somebody?
But you better hurry up. There's only 200 tickets left on Friday and 300 on Thursday. Yeah. And the phone number is 631-567-2676. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I got a hot deal. I'm going to give you all a preview of the show. And we're going to have Christmas music for the rest of the hour. And then no more talk, no more sales. Merry Christmas, everyone. And
thank you,
Father Charles and Lori.
Joyful all the nations rise.
Join the triumph of the skies.
With angelic hosts proclaim,
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Glory to the newborn King.
Holy. When we come.
and lamb kept time. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pa. I played my drum for him. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pa. I played my best for him. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum. Shall I play for you? Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. On my drum. First note.